And here we are.
Hello.
Welcome.
It's nearly 11 o'clock after that jingle.
Yeah, that was a bit. That was the 12-inch of Blockbusters.
Yeah. Hobbies are all doing the clap, clap.
Yeah, you anyway, were doing it, weren't you?
I was doing it. Great to see such a good turnout in the chat
room. 13 people in the chat room. Whoa. Five of us.
Most of them are family.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, so anyway, Before we start, we lay down the rules.
Oh yes, we have a little few rules.
A little bit of housekeeping, as Stephen calls it. Or is that Alan? I don't know. One of them calls it housekeeping.
Somebody, yeah.
So anyway, right. You need a pen and paper to write down your answers.
If you don't have a pen and paper, go and grab one now, because you'd be no use.
There is 6 rounds of questions.
And we came up with a few questions, the questions ourselves. Well, not, we didn't come up with the questions.
But, no, we didn't. We got them on Google.
Well, we got them on Google, but like still, okay. So we did 6 rounds of questions and we did them separately. So then earlier on tonight, we added them up and it only came to 78 points. So we decided to add in an extra 2 points. So between round 2 and round 4.
Which we will tell you about, don't worry, because we have it wrote down in our notes, because we made notes. Yes.
Between those 2 rounds, we're going to play a song. And the first person in the chat room to send in the name of the song and the artist will get a bonus point.
Yes. So the most points you can win is 80.
Just 80 points.
I will say, don't Google it. We could all Google. There's no point in Googling. You know, let's play fair and square, you know. And then at the end of it, you keep track of your own answers after each round. You tell me to move away for. After each round, we will pause and then we will give you the answers and you mark your own questions. You know, it's just a bit of crack. It's just something to put the night in and to give us all a bit of fun.
We were going to say send in your answers into the chat, but that would just
be too messy.
Too messy. So just tally up your own points there at home. And
yeah, so it's 5 rounds of 10 questions and then round 6 is
16 questions.
16 questions compiled by Samantha.
Yes.
So if everybody's ready, if you've all got your pen and papers.
Everybody in the chat room, if you'd just like to say,
No.
If you're ready.
do we need to be near the chat room?
You don't really need to be near the chat room.
Just for the after only round 2, yeah.
We'll let you know when you need to be near the chat room, yeah. So.
So, you know, and feel free to chat amongst yourselves, you know, okay.
Yes, Laurie, everybody be honest. We don't want any cheaters. So.
Are we ready?
Are we ready?
No cheating now, Laurie.
Nobody is to cheat, okay? Please.
Here we go.
Thanks very much.
Here we go. So round 1.
We're going to start off.
A jingle?
Do you have a jingle? Let me see if you have a jingle. Hold on, I have this.
Okay.
Okay.
Round one is general knowledge. I thought I was doing round 1.
Yeah, you are. I'm just introducing it with you.
Jesus.
Okay.
Round 1. General knowledge. Question 1. Into what sea does the Nile flow? Okay. Into what sea does the Nile flow?
The Nile River.
Was that Nile across the road? Okay, question 2.
Repeat that one more time. Just one more time. Jeez.
Into what sea does the Nile flow?
Very good.
Question 2. 3 continents lie on the Tropic of Capricorn. South America is one of them. Name any of the other two. So that's 3 continents lie on the Tropic of Capricorn. South America is one. What are you laughing at?
It's Capricorn.
What did I say?
Capricorn.
Capricorn. That's what I said.
Go on.
Name of the any of the other two.
So, one of them. You can just name the
Shut
one.
Shut up. In American currency. Oh, sorry, question 3. Question 3. In American currency, 10 cents makes a what? In American currency, 10 cents makes a what? Question 4. What musical features the songs I Dreamed a Dream and Castle on a Cloud? That's question 4. What musical features the songs I Dreamed a Dream and Castle on a Cloud? Question 5. Sorry. What is the procedure called where an anaesthetist... Sorry, I'll repeat it again. Shut up. Stop. What is the procedure called where anesthetic is injected into the spinal cord? Question 5. What is the procedure called where anesthetic is injected into the spinal cord? Question 6. Who created Microsoft? Question 6 again. Who created Microsoft? Question 7.
You're going a bit too fast there.
Am I?
I can't keep up.
If I'm going too fast, tell me to slow down. Question 7. Which sign of the zodiac is represented by the scales? That's which sign of the zodiac is represented by the scales. Question 8. When was the first computer invented? Do I have to repeat that one again? When was the first computer invented?
We're just looking for a rough, like...
Yeah, what year?
What?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what year?
Or roughly the decade.
The decade, that's yes. What it is. Just the decade.
Now, we had a bit of controversy over this today, so I don't know if it's right or not, but I'm sure Ray will tell us if we're wrong. Question 9.
I found this online. It's very true.
Okay. What organ in the body can regrow itself in just 3 weeks? Slow down a tiny bit. Okay. I'll go over them again. I'll run through them again at the end. So this one is...
Number 9.
What organ in the body can regrow itself in just 3 weeks? And number 10. 1.5 litres of champagne is known as what? That's 1.5 litres of champagne is known as what? So, I'll read them over one more time.
Do you like champagne?
No, I don't like it. I like pina colada.
In
what sea does the Nile flow?
Question
3 continents lie on the Tropic of Capricorn. Capricorn, South America is one. Name any of the other two. In American currency, 10 cents makes a what? What musical features the songs I Dreamed a Dream and Castle on a Cloud? You're not meant to put the answers, Super Big Bad Man, into the chat room. Just write them down on a bit of paper for yourself. Who created... No. What procedure is called by where an anaesthetic is injected into the spinal cord? Who created Microsoft? What sign of the zodiac is represented by the scales? When was the first computer invented? What organ in your body can regrow itself in just 3 weeks? And 1.5 litres of champagne is known as what? That is the 10 questions.
So round one. Anybody would like us to repeat any of the questions?
Let's play Blockbusters again. I'm only joking.
Blockbusters. Oh, so, yes.
When yous are all ready, just say ready and we will read the answers out.
Or we'll wait until the end to read the answers out.
Ray wrote it. No, it's not. That's not part of your body. Well, it is. Are we ready?
I think we should wait until the end to read the answers out. Do you not think?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
The end of the whole quiz?
Yeah.
Why?
Or at the end of this round.
James wants me to repeat question 5. What is the procedure called where an anaesthetic is injected into the spinal cord? Yeah, you see I said that. We will read the answers to round 1 after round 2.
Round 2 is worth 20 points. It is on music. So, if everybody's ready to go, is everybody ready to rock and roll?
Yep.
Right. Round 2 is music. And I think this is mostly 80s and 90s. Not 90s. 80s, 70s music, right.
There's a bit of everything in it.
Here we go. So I'm going to read out a line or two of a song and you have to tell me the name of the artist and the song. So the artist is worth 1 point and the song is worth another point. So if you only know one, write it down and you get 1 point. Okie dokie, here we go. So the first one. What is this line? What song is this line from? I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. That's number one. I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime.
I don't know. Nobody sing it out loud.
Yeah, I don't know what to do while we're just...
Right, go on, next.
Okey
move
dokey.
On.
Right, number two. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. So number two again. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. Number three. If he's already. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
And we're all singing them in our heads, aren't we?
Yeah. So number three again.
This is one. Can I just be... No, I better not say it. I'll say it at the end.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Okie dokie. Number four. Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. So number four again. Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Okay. Number five. Young teacher, subject of schoolgirl fantasy. Number five. Again, young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. Okay. Moving on to number six. The sirens are screaming and the fires are howling way down in the valley tonight. So, number six again. The sirens are screaming and the fires are howling way down in the valley tonight. Number seven. I work all night, I work all day. To pay the bills, I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Isn't it sad?
It's sad.
It's sad. Right, number seven again. I work all night, I work all day. To pay the bills, I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Okay, number eight. Is this the real life or is this just fantasy?
In one of the questions, in one of the, when I was looking these up, one of them was, is this rural life?
Number eight. Did I read that out twice? Is this the real life or is this just fantasy? No, question number eight. And number nine. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Number nine again. And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. And number 10.
Woo!
Number 10. Last one of this round. All the leaves are brown and the sky is grey. So number 10, once more. All the leaves are brown and the sky is grey.
Everyone happy with them?
Well, I'm going to read them over once more.
Do you have to? Okay. Yeah, go on. Do it slowly. Don't make faces at me.
Okay, so we're going to read them all once more. So number one, I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Number two, it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday and the regular crowd are shuffling in. Number three, hello darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Number four, sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Number five, young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. Number six, the sirens are screaming and the sirens are screaming and the fires are howling way down in the valley tonight. Number seven, I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Number eight, is this the real life or is it just fantasy? Number nine, he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. And number 10, all the leaves are brown and the sky is grey. So That is round two of music. That whole round is worth 20 points once more.
Will we read out the answers to round one?
So we're going to read out, read out the answers to round one, and then we have a bonus point up for grabs at the end of this. So do you want to read out the question?
Get near the computer, everyone. That's away from it, just for the bonus one.
Yeah.
Because it's fastest finger first.
What?
I didn't say that. Did you like that?
No.
Right,
go on.
Into what sea does the Nile flow? The Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean Sea.
Woohoo! Three continents lie on the Tropic of Capricorn. South America is one. Name the other two. Any of the other two. Australia or Africa. In American currency, 10 cents make a what?
A dime.
What musical features the song I Dreamed a Dream and Castles on a Cloud? You answer.
Les Miserables.
Les Miserables. Okay. What is the procedure called where an anaesthetic is injected into the spinal cord?
Epidural.
Good. Who created Microsoft?
Bill Gates.
Which sign of the zodiac is represented by the scales?
Libra. Laurie said it was very fast. Oh. Try slow down. What's the next one? When was the first computer invented? In
1940s.
Yep.
What organ of the body can regrow itself in just 3 weeks?
Your liver.
I'd say there'd be lots of liver regrown after the lockdown is over. 1.5 litres of champagne is known as what?
Magnum.
Now, Laurie, what do you want to know before we go on?
Yes, I think we should slow down. It's very
slow down. The answers or the questions?
I think it's the questions. They're going a bit too quick.
All right. Okay. Well, would you just want us to go over round two again?
They can't answer us, so we need.
Why did you come on in the chat?
Well, we need to keep the conversation going. You know, dead air.
Okay. Stop giving me dead eyes. Right. Well, will we go over round two again?
Does anybody want round two? Yeah, round two.
Slow down the questions.
Okay. I'm going to read them all out very, very slowly. Or you want us to keep going?
Do a quick one over round two again.
Round two, really quick, once more. Okay. Right. I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. This is round two, question one. Question two. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. Three. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Four. Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Slow down.
Five, young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. Six, sirens are screaming and the fires are howling way down in the valley tonight. Seven, I work all night, I work all day, to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Number eight, is this the real life or is it just fantasy? Number nine, he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. And number 10, all the leaves are brown and the sky is grey. So that was round two. You don't need to write down the questions, Laurie. Just write down the answers and we'll read out.
Mark wants the question from round one again.
Question 10 from round one, it was 1.5 litres of champagne is known as what?
And the answer was a magnum.
Okay, right. So, at the end of this round, we are going to offer a bonus point. So So we're going to play a song, and the first person to tell us the name of the artist and the song,
as fast as fingers first,
gets...
I'd be throwing it, will I?
Gets an extra point. So the first person to text in to the group chat, or to the group chat, to the chat, to say the name of the artist and the song, gets an extra point. And I will let you know when we come back after the song if that was you who was in first, or whichever. So whoever gets there first, I'll announce at the end and you can add an extra point there. Okie dokie. So here we go. This is the song. Where did the song go? Okay, so we're going to play this song, and first person in gets the point. So here we go. Okay, we're back. We are back. So we've had a little chat about questions and timing and all that. So
James got an arse face, but he knew who it was.
We don't know. We don't know who to give it to. It's either Mark or James. He's going to split the point, or
he can have a point each.
Pint each.
Yeah, there you go.
Pint each. There you go. Okay. Right, I'm going to read out. I'm going to read out the answers for round two. So remember, this is 20 points.
And I'm going to shut up.
Thank you. Okay. Right. So, the first one, number one, I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, was Bryan Adams, Summer of 69. So, 2 points if you got both of them, one if you only got one. Okay, number two, it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday, the regular crowd shuffles in. The answer was Billy Joel, Piano Man. Okay. Number three, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend, I've Come to Talk With You Again, was Simon and Garfunkel, Sound of Silence. Number four, Sitting in the Morning Sun, I'll Be Sitting When the Evening Comes, the answer, Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock.
Sitting on a Dock of a Bay.
Sitting on the Dock, okay, right. Number five, Young Teacher, the Subject of Schoolgirl Fantasy. The answer was The Police, Don't Stand So Close to Me. Number six, The Sirens Are Screaming and the Fires Are Howling Way Down in the Valley Tonight. The answer was Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell. Number seven, I Work All Night, I Work All Day to Pay the Bills I Have to Pay, Ain't It Sad? Answer was ABBA, Money, Money, Money. Number eight, is this the real life or is this just fantasy? I think we all knew this. Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Number nine, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West, was Benny Hill, Ernie. Ernie? Ernie.
Ernie.
Ernie. And number ten, all the leaves are brown and the sky is grey. Mamas and Papas, California Dreaming.
The Mamas and Papas.
Okie dokie. Right. If anybody needs any answers or anything, just let me know.
How's everyone doing? Everyone enjoying themselves? Are we doing okay?
Everybody having a grand old time. Just to be clear, you don't need to write down the answer or the questions. We're just going to call out the questions. Write down 1 to 10 on your sheet of paper and just write down the answers beside them. Yeah, that's all you have to do, really. And then if you don't get something, just leave a blank or put a little question mark or whatever. And yeah.
We can. And if you're stuck, just ask us to read it out.
Just okay. If you're in the chat room, read it out.
Yeah.
Well done, James. 5 out of 20. Good luck. Right.
Nori got 9 out of 10. Nori, you got 18 out of 20, love. 18 out of 20.
Steve, you only got 11 out of 20. Sorry, who are you? You're not my father. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right, here we go.
So round three is a television, and it's a mixture of different shows, but there's a key element. They're all bars.
Yeah, so all of them kind of have a pub or a bar or something of that.
And I hope you find them easy.
Well, they might be. You never know.
Or just, you know, use your noggin.
Yeah, okay. Remember, no cheating. No cheating. No don't cheating. Look it up. If you don't know it, don't answer it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So here we go.
No, Laurie, these are grand. Wait till you see them.
It's
okay, so
10 points for this round.
10 pounds. 10 points.
Okie dokie. When yous are ready, so 1 to 10 on your sheet of paper. When you're ready, off you go, Barbara Ann.
Are you sure now, Samantha?
Yes.
Do you want to read them?
No.
Question one. Which bar did Sam Malone run? That's which bar did Sam Malone run? Question two.
I want to be fast there.
The Nag's Head was a pub in which classic British comedy series? The Nag's Head was a pub in which classic British comedy series?
Nag's Head.
The Nag's Head, yeah. Do you know it?
Yeah.
Would you have known it?
No.
Oh. Well done, Ray. 15 out of 20. But come on, we moved on to television. Get your finger out. Question three. Which chief medical officer or coroner...
And coroner, sorry.
Which chief medical officer and coroner could be found drinking in Danny's bar? He's a bit odd.
What?
That was a clue. He's a bit odd.
Read it again.
Which chief medical officer and coroner could be found drinking in Danny's bar? Okay. Question five.
You didn't do question four.
Question four. I was just checking these were all listening. Question four. Which TV show featured Dave, the landlord of the Winchester Club? So that's which TV show featured Dave, the landlord of the Winchester Club?
Never actually seen that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love it. Still on and I still watch it. Number five. Which sci-fi show... I hate sci-fi. So which sci-fi show had Whoopi Goldberg as the mysterious... Guinan. Running a bar called The Ten Forward.
That's number five.
So which sci-fi show had Whoopi... oh my God. Which sci-fi show had Whoopi Goldberg as the mysterious Guinan running a bar called The Ten Forward? Number six. The strip bar Bada Bing was run by Tony in which TV show? The strip bar called Bada Bing was run by Tony in which TV show? Number seven. In which TV series does the pub Paddy's Pub feature? And that's number seven. In which TV series does the pub Paddy's Pub feature? Number eight. What were the first names of the likely lads that drank in the Fat Ox and the Black Horse pub called?
And just, sorry for interrupting, there's half a point. If you get the two names, it's a full point. If you get one name, it's a half a point.
So what was the first names of the likely lads that drank in the Fat Ox and the Black Horse pub? Number nine. Which club had Peter Kay and Paddy McGuinness as doormen? Number 10. Where would you find Isaac the bartender serving drinks and relationship advice on the Lido deck? So where would you find Isaac, the bartender, serving drinks and relationships on the Lido deck? Answers on a postcard, please.
Yeah. Okay, so just to remind us, no answers in chat. Write them on a piece of paper. If anybody's just joined us, hello, welcome. We're doing round three at the moment. No answers in chat. If you have a piece of paper in front of you, write them down on that one.
Yeah.
1 to 10, write your answers beside them. So
does anybody need me to go over
I think you should just read over the questions really quick once more for round three.
Okay, quick recap of round three. Question one, which bar did Sam Malone run? Question two, the Nag's Head was a pub in which classic British comedy series? Question three, which chief medical officer and coroner could be found drinking in Danny's bar? Question four, which TV show featured Dave, the landlord of the Winchester Club? Excuse me. Question five, which sci-fi show had Whoopi Goldberg as the mysterious Guinan running a bar called the Ten Forward? Question six, strip bar Bada Bing was run by Tony in which TV show? Question seven, in which TV series does the pub Paddy's Pub feature? Question eight, what was the first names of the likely lads that drank in the Fat Ox and the Horse, the Black Horse pubs? Question nine, which club had Paddy McGuinness and Peter Kay as doormen? Question 10, where would you find Isaac the bartender serving drinks and relationship advice on the Lido deck? So, there we go. That is round three complete.
Round three, we'll just throw the sheets away.
No, we need the answers, so
I suppose, yeah.
We won't give out the answers just yet.
Not just yet.
Will we,
So if everybody's ready, or everybody's... How are you feeling right now, by the way?
Yeah, a bit kind of... See, I need me... I can't see the computer with my glasses on.
Okay.
Right? So...
How many rounds Tom wants? No, there's six rounds.
Six rounds, Tom.
So we're moving on to round four now in a minute.
Yeah, so... If there's no further questions, we'll move on to round four.
Round four is sports, but...
sports with a difference.
Sports with a twist. James wants number six again. Oh, no, he doesn't want six again. He was just answering Tom. Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, it's sports, a general sports, because I know a lot of people here wouldn't be sports fans, so, you know, kept it broad.
You know what? You did really good at reading them questions up. Yeah.
You did a great job.
Thanks. Pat Nelson... Go on, Laurie wants to roll a smoke. Will we play a song and let Laurie roll a smoke?
Well, after this round, we have to play a song.
Oh.
So, well, if you want us to play a song, we can play a song or we can... Yeah. What do you want to do? Will we play a little song? No, maybe?
I don't mind.
I don't have a song lined up, mind you.
A party song.
So, Laurie wants to roll a smoke. Laurie... Just for you, we'll play a little song, that's all. No smoking allowed.
Yes. She's only rolling it. She's not actually smoking it.
She's not going to smoke it. She's not allowed. Is everybody having a drink? Is everybody jolly? Everybody merry? Would you talk to me, please?
Come on.
Yeah, I'm playing a song. I'm going to play this song and I'm just going to... I'm just gonna. Well, I like this song. I like this song. Okay, so we're just gonna play it. It's a real mellow song. So here we go. We'll be back in a minute with round three or round four, and it's on sports. So we might end the song early just to annoy Laurie.
Yeah, one 5 minute smoke break. Go.
Okay, we're back, and I hope Laurie had enough time to roll her smoke and get everything done and
had a pee.
Had a beer. Yeah. Okay.
And fed the cat. Even though she doesn't have a cat.
She fed someone's cat.
Okay. Right, as I was saying.
Is this music related?
No, that wasn't related. The music related to the bonus question is coming up after this round.
So we're going to read round...
We're going to read round four now.
Oh, no, we read the answers to round three first.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that first, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Round three. Answers.
Well, I read them and you read the answers.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so
on, sure.
Which bar did Sam Malone run?
Cheers.
Cheers. Chin chin.
Norm.
No. The Nag's Head was the pub in which British comedy series?
Only Fools and Horses.
Which chief medical officer and coroner could be found drinking in Danny's bar?
Quincy M.D.
Well done. Which TV show featured Dave, the landlord of the Winchester pub?
Club.
Minder. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate this question. Which sci-fi show had Whoopi Goldberg as the mysterious Guinan running a bar called the Ten Forward?
Star Trek Next Generation.
The strip bar, bada bing, bada bing, bada boo. Is that it? Bada bing, bada boo. Was run by Tony in which TV show?
The Sopranos.
In which TV series does the pub Paddy's Bar feature?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh. What was the first name of the likely lads that drank in the Fat Ox and the Black Horse pubs?
So half a point if you got one. 1 point if you got both, and it's Bob and Terry.
Which club had Peter Kay and Paddy McGuinness as doormen?
Number 9, by the way. The Phoenix.
Yep. And the final answer.
Number 10.
Where would you find Isaac the bartender serving drinks and relationship advice on the Lido deck?
The Love Boat.
I have to go, the Love Boat.
I've never seen it, so
no,
I'm sorry.
Aren't you lucky?
James says, do I get a point if I just said Star Trek?
Yeah, James, you do.
Well, because you're 13, I suppose. Maybe. Okay, right. The next round is sports, but it's not like football and all that. SH1T. yeah, number one was Cheers. So round four is sports, and it's worth 10 points, so 1 point for each question if you'd like to mark out 1 to 10 on your sheets.
6 out of 10 for Stephen.
I'm very disappointed, not going to lie. I
bet you Stephen got Sam, he got the Winchester, he got Only Fools and Horses, he got the Love Bow.
Who knows? Star Trek.
Star Trek. What did I... Trek.
Jesus.
Anyway.
Well done, Tom. Tom got one.
Woohoo! Round of applause.
Round of applause. Do we have a round of applause?
No.
You did a great job.
Well done, Tom.
Even better.
You did a great job. Okay, right. Round four is sports. So if you have...
Ray is very quiet there.
Ray's concentrated. He's in the game. He's in the game. Right.
He didn't get the Love Bow.
Okay. Oh, right, here we go. So number one, the sports round. Right. Number one, which boxer was known as the greatest and the people's champion? So, which boxer was known as the greatest and the people's champion? Number two, which Williams sister has won more Grand Slam titles? Number two, which Williams sister has won more Grand Slam titles? I didn't know there was two Williams sisters.
Well, will I give the names out either or for anybody? Huh?
No, don't.
Okay.
I know, Glamity. Sport. Not my forte either. Okay. Right, number three. Which racer holds the record for the most Grand Prix wins? So, number three, which racer holds the record for the most Grand Prix wins? Okay, number four. How big is an Olympic-sized swimming pool in metres, please? So how big is an Olympic-sized swimming pool in metres? I wouldn't know this. Where did you find these questions?
In my brain.
In your brain.
Okay, Google.
Mm-hmm. So how big is an Olympic-sized swimming pool in metres, please?
Huge.
Mahusav. Right.
Yes, massive, huge and big are not the right answer.
No, sorry.
Which racer? Oh, cars.
Cars, please.
Yeah.
Okay, number 5. Which number is next right to the number 20 on a standard British dartboard? So it's on the right side of the number 20. So what number is on the right-hand side to the number 20 on a standard British dartboard? No cheating. No cheating.
Put the dartboard away.
Put your dartboards away. Stephen, I can hear you in the kitchen. I can hear you in the kitchen getting out of the
He'd
attic.
He'd know that.
He'd know, well, know that. I suppose. I don't know. Right. Number 6.
Mary Jane, I know this one.
Number 6.
I have faith in her.
What is Canada's national sport? So number 6. What is Canada's national sport? I didn't know countries had national sports.
Well, ours is Gaelic.
Well, I suppose, yeah. Okie dokie. Number 7. What African country was the first ever to qualify for a World Cup? So what African country, this is number 7. What African country was the first ever to qualify for a World Cup? Right. Number 8. The dimples on a golf ball give it traction on the terrain. Give it traction on the terrain. How many dimples does an average golf ball have?
Oh.
How many dimples does an average golf ball have?
Ooh.
That's question number 8. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
You didn't what?
I just don't know.
You crazy. I got them.
Just crazy. Right. Number 9. Actually, I'll go over number 8. One more time. Number 8. The dimples on a golf ball give it traction on the terrain. How many dimples does an average golf ball have? There you go. Question number 8. Yes. Right. Number 9. In the 1980 film named Raging Bull. The 1980 film named Raging Bull was about which real life boxer? So number 9, the 1980 film named Raging Bull was about which real life boxer? I don't like this dead silence.
You told me to shut up.
Anyway. I know, but I don't like it.
I know, Ray. Dimples on a freaking golf ball. Who knew? But it's a doozy. It's a doozy.
All right. And last but not least, number 10.
Everyone's digging their balls out and having a feel of their balls.
Oh. This is PG. This is meant to be PG. Holly's in the kitchen listening to us.
They're golf balls.
She's got big balls. Okay, number 10. What is the only country to have played in every single soccer World Cup? So this is a football one for the football lads out there. What is the only country to have played in every single soccer World Cup? Everybody's going to have a tiff over the golf balls. Right. So I'll read them out 1 to 10 once more if you missed any. So number 1, which boxer was known as the greatest and the people's champion? Number 2, which Williams sister has won more Grand Slam titles? Number 3, which racer holds the record for the most Grand Prix wins? Motor car racers. Number 4, how big is an Olympic-sized swimming pool in metres? Number 5, which number is on the right-hand side of the number 20 on a standard British dartboard? Number 6, what is Canada's national sport? Number 7, what African country was the first ever to qualify for a World Cup? Number 8, the dimples on a golf ball give it traction on the terrain. How many dimples does a average golf ball have? Number 9, the 1980 film named Raging Bull was about which real-life boxer? And number 10, what is the only country to have played in every single soccer World Cup? So that is round 4. I'll throw that one away because I don't like sports. I know, but I don't like sports. Right,
so at the... the bonus
This is a bonus question, everybody. We should play. We should have had a theme tune for our bonus question. But we don't have a theme tune. Okay, we play this theme tune. This is our fastest finger theme tune. Okay, right. Okay, so this is at the end of this, you know the drill from the last round. We're gonna play. 1 point. It's 1 point. So 1 point goes to whoever is first to get in and say the name of the song and the name of the artist. So you need both of them to get the point. So I'm going to play the song and you need to, whoever is first in the chat room, get the point. So I'm going to get this song up. Would you like to say anything about that round? So did I. It was not my forte. Okay, so next time we won't do sport. No, we're not going to do sport ever again. Okay. Are you ready? Here we go. This is round four, our bonus question. So if you're right beside your computer, make sure you're ready. Right. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Right, I'm just going to stop talking and play the song. Here we go. Okie dokie. So...
We believe you, Mark.
We believe.
Mark.
The winner was Mark. Well done, Mark. You got the extra point there, so make sure to add it to your overall score at the end there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all play Beat the Intro as a little game here at home. And I was going to have it as a round in the quiz, but it was just too much hassle.
Messy. Yeah. Might do it next time if we can figure out a proper way to do it.
But Mark is good at beating intro. So, right, 1 point to Mark there. And moving on, we will read the answers to round four, Samantha.
Yeah, let's do round four.
What do you do at round four?
I threw it away. No, it's here. Okay, right. Sports. Round four, right. We're ready. Here we go. Right, number one. Which boxer was known as the greatest and the people's champion? You want to read the answer?
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali!
I am the greatest.
Move closer to the mic, Barbara.
There you go, Stephen. A tough answer.
Right. Which Williams sister has won more Grand Slam titles?
Serena.
What's the other one's name?
Venus.
Ah! Venus! I never heard of her.
And then there's Denise.
Let's hear for the boy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Right. Okay. Which racer? Number three. Which racer? Racer. Shut up. Which racer holds the record for the most Grand Prix wins?
Michael Schumacher.
Right. Number four. How big is an Olympic-sized swimming pool in metres, please?
50 metres long, 25 metres wide.
Why would you know that? I suppose if you build them, you'd know it. Right. Okay. Number five, what number is on the right-hand side to the number 20 on a standard British dartboard?
One.
The number one.
Yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Right, number six, what is Canada's national sport?
Lacrosse.
Are they not a designer brand? No.
They could be, but there is a sport called lacrosse.
What is it?
We have little rackets and you wear white and you look really pretty and you walk around like this. You know, flick your hair.
If nobody could see that. I suppose nobody could see that she's flicking her hair. Yeah. Okay. Number seven. What African country was the first ever to qualify for a World Cup?
Well, if you just roll 50, that's fine there, Tom. Sorry. Egypt.
Egypt was the first country, the first African country to qualify for a World Cup. Number eight, the dimples. Right, here we go. This is the
dimples on a golf ball.
It gives it traction on the train. How many dimples does an average golf ball have?
336.
How does a little tiny golf ball have that many fucking? Sorry, beeping. I'm just.
James said you were thinking of Lacoste.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. How does a little golf ball have 336? That's crazy. Right. Number nine.
Close. SBBD 336.
It's good, but it's not right.
It's not. Go on, do it.
We don't have
them. We do have them somewhere.
Do we?
Yeah.
No, we don't. We don't. Uh-huh. It's good, but it's not right. There you go. Okay. Number nine, the 1980 film named The Raging Bull was about which real-life boxer?
Jake LaMotta. LaMotta? LaMotta. LaMotta.
One of them. Okay. And number 10.
What's wrong with the cha? Why, what is wrong with the cha?
Number 10. What is the only country to have played in every single soccer World Cup?
Brazil.
Brazil. It's Brazil. Okay. There seems to be a problem with the chat or something. Not too sure. Not too sure what's going on there. But.
Well, I got my questions off a pub quiz, of a pub quiz book. And people are disputing whether ice hockey is ice hockey or what was the other one?
Lacrosse.
Huh?
Lacrosse.
Lacrosse was the answer. Mark said ice hockey. Someone else said hockey. But the answer in the book that I had was a pub quiz book. It said lacrosse.
Mm.
So we'll stick with lacrosse. Okay. Oh.
Laurie never got questions 4, 7 and 8.
Well, she was probably having a cigarette at the time. The answers, Laurie, or the questions? So we're going to move on now to round 5.
Round 5 is?
Music, 80s music trivia.
So it's another music round, but it's questions instead of the lyrics and all that. So,
okay. So, look, it's a bit of fun, remember? And that's all that matters.
We don't need to be killing each other.
Please don't fight with me.
It's all grand.
Okay, so question 1 in 80s music trivia is, in which year did Cyndi Lauper have the hit Girls Just Wanna Have Fun? Was it 1983, 1985 or 1987? In which year did Cyndi Lauper have the hit Girls Just Wanna Have Fun? 1983, 1985 or 1987? Number 2, which Police song contains the lyrics, "Since you've been gone, I've been lost without a trace. I dream all night, I can only see your face." No, I read that wrong, didn't I? Which Police song contains the lyrics, "Since you've been gone, I've been lost without a trace. I dream at night, I can only see your face." Number 3. Who had a hit in 1984 with "I Want to Know What Love Is"? It's number 3. Who had a hit in 1984 with "I Want to Know What Love Is"? Number 4. Which "With or Without You" appeared on which U2 album? The Joshua Tree, The Unforgettable Fire or Rattlin' Hum? "With or Without You" appeared on which U2 album? The Joshua Tree, The Unforgettable Fire or Rattlin' Hum? Number 5. Which Michael Jackson single begins with "They told him don't come round here"? They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face. You better disappear. So that's... which Michael Jackson song single begins, "They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face. You better disappear." Number 6. In which year did Lionel Richie release the single "All Night Long"? 1981, 1983 or 1985? And that's question 6. In which year did Lionel Richie release the single "All Night Long"? 1981, 1983 or 1985? Number 7. Which American hip-hop duo had a single, hit single in 1986, Push It? Which American hip-hop duo had a single in 1986 with Push It?
Which 1986?
Okay, again. I've no glasses on, so I'm reading these arseways, sorry. Which 1986 Bangle hit did the producer Liam Sternberg write after seeing passengers on a ferry stumbling around awkwardly? That's question
eight.
Which 1986 Bangles hit did music producer Liam Sternberg write after seeing passengers on a ferry stumbling around awkwardly? Question nine. Cliff Richard topped the charts in 1988 at Christmas with which single? And which The Smiths album contains the singles The Boy With A Thorn In His Side, Big Mouth Strikes Again, and There Is A Light That Never Goes Out? So which album does that come from? So The Boy With A Thorn In His Side, Big Mouth Strikes Again, or There Is A Light That Never Goes Out? And I'll quickly go over them again. In which year did Cyndi Lauper have her hit Girls Just Want to Have Fun? 83, 85 or 87? Which Police song has the lyrics, Since You've Been Gone, I've Been Lost Without a Trace, I Dream at Night, I Can Only See Your Face? Question three. Who had the 1984 hit I Want to Know What Love Is? Question four. With or Without You appeared on which U2 album? The Joshua Tree, The Unforgettable Fire or Rattlin' Hum? Question five. Which Michael Jackson single begins with, They told him, don't you come around here. Don't want to see your face. You better disappear. Question six. In what year did Lionel Richie release the single All Night Long? 81, 83 or 85? Which American hip-hop duo had a 1986 hit with Push It? Question eight. In 1986, the Bangles hit... Which 1986 Bangle hit did the producer Liam Sternberg write after seeing passengers on a ferry stumbling around awkwardly? Question nine. Cliff Richard topped the charts with 1988 with which single? And if no one gets that, yes, may all go home to bed. And question 10. Which Smith's album contains the singles The Boy With A Thorn In His Side, Big Mouth Strikes Again, and There's A Light That Never Goes Out? There we go. And that concludes round five.
Round five.
Does anybody need any clarification of anything?
Is everybody good? Everybody good in the hood?
Samantha was on her phone the whole time.
I was looking up the answers.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was
checking. You could have just looked at them.
Checking. Double checking. Right. Okay.
Stephen said he's gotten 25 so far.
Well done.
Well done. James got 12.
Well done, James.
Ooh, I'd say we have a clear leader.
Who?
Oh, I'd say it's between
Mark.
No, I was going to say Laurie.
Oh, Laurie and Mark.
Maybe Laurie and Mark and Ray.
Oh.
And Tom. Who knows?
And Stephen has seen. He's seen some of the answers and he's still not getting them.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
So the last round is movie trivia. So I'll move on to that when everybody is ready. If you'd like to just give me a thumbs up or whatever. It's movie trivia. And there's 16 questions. 16 questions in this round. And the last question is worth 3 points. So there's going to be 3 different answers. And if you get them all, you get 3 points. So
that 18 in total?
18 points for this round.
Right.
I think everybody's ready.
Do you think so? Is everyone ready? Thumbs up from Stephen. And Mark is away from the keyboard, so
Okay.
Laurie hates movies. Ah, Laurie, come on.
Some of them are easy. Some of them are easy, I suppose. Right. Let's start. Here we go. Right. Movie trivia. 18 points. Round 6. Question number 1. What was the first feature-length animated movie ever released? So, what was the first feature-length animated movie ever released? Didn't know this until today.
Hmm.
So it's animated. Question number 2. In The Matrix, what does Neo take? The blue pill or the red pill? Question number 2. In The Matrix, does Neo take the blue pill or the red pill? Question number 3. What is the name of the anthemic dance near the beginning of the Rocky Horror Picture Show? So what's the name of the anthemic dance near the beginning of the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Question number 4. For what movie did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director? So which movie did Steven Spielberg win his Oscar for Best Director? His first Oscar. Oh my God, I can't talk.
His Oxer. Oh, the nerves. I'll be nerves. I can't.
Right. Number 5. What famous LA landmark is heavily featured in Rebel Without a Cause?
I know that.
Of course you do. The answer's right in front of you.
Yeah, but I knew it anyway.
So, what famous LA landmark is heavily featured in Rebel Without a Cause? Number 6. For which 1968 musical blockbuster did Julie Andrews win the Academy Award for Best Actress? So, number 6. For which 1964 blockbuster did Julie Andrews win the Academy Award for Best Actress? Number 7. What is the highest grossing or rated movie of all time?
That's a doozy. Yeah. Samantha got this. So just so everyone knows, Samantha did this round at me.
Yeah, I made this round, so. The number 7, what is the highest grossing or rated movie of all time? Number 8. What 1994 crime film revitalized John Travolta's career? So number 8, what 1994 crime film revitalized John Travolta's career? Number 9. Well, nobody's perfect is the final line and punchline from what classic 1959 comedy starring Marilyn Monroe? So number 9. Well, nobody's perfect is the final line and punchline from what classic 1959 comedy starring Marilyn Monroe? Question number 10. What was the name of the 2010 movie about Facebook? What was the name of the 2010 movie about Facebook? Number 11. What was Quentin Tarantino's first feature as writer and director? So number 11, what was Quentin Tarantino's first feature as writer and director? Number 12. Who wrote the screenplay for Rocky? I didn't know this, by the way. Hadn't a clue. Number 12. Who wrote the screenplay for Rocky? Number 13. Which famous film composer wrote the music for Tim Burton's 1989 Batman? So, number 13. Which famous film composer wrote the music for Tim Burton's 1989 Batman? Fun fact, that's my favourite Batman, by the way.
That's with Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
I remember going to see that in the cinema. I'm buying a t-shirt to go and see it in the cinema. Wow. Why? I don't know.
Okay. Right. Number 14. Which movie star is killed off in the opening scene of Scream?
I don't know that film.
Do you not?
No.
Oh, okay. So number 14. Which movie star is killed off in the opening scene of Scream? Number 15. What is the name of Riley's imaginary friend in Disney's Inside Out? So what is the name of Riley's imaginary friend in Inside Out? Number 15. Okay, and number 16. This is the bonus question for everybody.
And the last one.
This is the last question, but I'll read them all again. But this is the last question, okay? So here we go. Number 16. Only three movies in history have won the big five at the Oscars. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Screenplay, Best Actor, and Best Actress. Can you name all three of them? All three movies. If not... If you can name one, you get 1 point. If you can name two, you get 2 points. If you can name three, all 3 points. So, number 16, only three movies in history have won the big five at the Oscars. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Screenplay, Best Actor, and Best Actress. Name them. There you go.
You have to go over them again.
So, I'm going to... I know that I'm going to go over them again.
Sorry.
Just giving people time to think, you know. So, round six, it's worth 18 points, remember. So, I'm just going to read over question 1 to 16 once more. Number 1, what was the first feature-length animated movie ever released? Number 2, in The Matrix, does Neo take the blue pill or the red pill? Number 3, what is the name of the anthemic dance near the beginning of the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Number 4, for what movie did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director? Number 5, what famous LA landmark is heavily featured in Rebel Without a Cause? Number 6, for which 1964 musical blockbuster did Julie Andrews win the Academy Award for Best Actress? Number 7, what is the highest grossing or rated movie of all time? Number 8, what 1994 crime film revitalized John Travolta's career? Number 9, well, nobody's perfect is the final line and the punchline from what classic 1959 comedy starring Marilyn Monroe? Number 10, what is the name of the 2010 movie about Facebook? Number 11, what was Quentin Tarantino's first feature as writer and director? Number 12, who wrote the screenplay for Rocky? Number 13. Which famous film composer wrote the music for Tim Burton's 1989 Batman? Number 14. Which movie star is killed off at the in the opening scenes of Scream? Number 15. What is the name of Riley's imaginary friend in Inside Out? And finally, only three movies in history have won the Big Five at the Oscars. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Screenplay, Best Actor and Best Actress. Can you name them? And that is question number 16 and the final question. It's a tough one, I'm not going to lie. It's a tough one. Do you think you could name any of them if you didn't know the answers? Could you have named?
I would have got the second one, probably.
Second one?
Yeah, because that's one of my favourite movies.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
So, should we play a little song and then come back and answer all the questions?
Well, we have to do round five.
Will we answer them both at the same time?
Yeah, give everyone a chance
Give everybody a chance to mull over.
But don't play a sad song. Play a happy, upbeat song, because we're all getting tired now.
Yeah, okay. So I hope you all enjoyed that. If you need any questions, read out again, let us know.
Are we right?
Do you want to say anything?
No.
Okay. So we'll play a song and then we will read out we'll read out all the answers for round five and six. So please do enjoy. And we're back. That was Earth, Wind and Fire. Let's groove.
Was that the 12-inch version? Okay.
We're going to read out the answers for round
five
and six. But
get your pens ready. Okay. In what year did Cyndi Lauper have the hit Girls Just Want to Have Fun? The answer was?
A, 1983.
Which Police song contains the lyrics, "Since you've been gone, I've been lost without a trace. I dream at night, I can only see your face."
Every breath you take.
Who had the 1984 hit with "I Want to Know What Love Is"?
Foreigner.
Yeah. With or Without You appeared on which U2 album? A, The Joshua Tree, B, The Unforgettable Fur, C, Rattlin' Home.
The Joshua Tree, A.
Which Michael Jackson single begins with "They told him, don't you come round here, don't want to see your face, you better disappear"?
Beat it.
Beat it. In what year did Lionel Richie release a single "All Night Long"?
All night.
81, 83, 85.
The answer is B, 1983.
Which American hip-hop duo had a 1986 hit with "Push It"?
Salt and Pepper. Push It.
Which 1986 Bangles hit did producer Liam Sternberg write after seeing passengers on a ferry stumbling around awkwardly?
Walk awkwardly. Like an Egyptian.
Oh, look how good Mark is doing.
You're going to read the next?
Yeah.
Next,
which Cliff Richard topped the 1988 charts with which single?
Mistletoe and Wine. Mm. So Cliff Richard topped the 1988 Christmas charts with Mistletoe and Wine.
Pepper, Samantha, not Pepper, your daddy said.
Sorry.
And lastly, which Smith's album contained the singles "The Boy with a Thorn in His Side", "Big Mouth Strikes Again", and "There Is a Light That Never Goes Out"?
The Queen is Dead. The Queen is Dead.
Okie dokie, how's everyone doing? So Mark has got 35 out of 50. Well done, Mark. Brilliant. I'd say he got 10 out of 10 on that one.
Very impressive. He's a bit
of a genius.
Oh, yes.
I taught him well.
Yeah. Okay, So if yous are ready.
5 out of 10 for Stephen.
Shocking. Shocking.
I can nearly pick Laurie out the
got,
ones he got.
Laurie got 9 out of 10.
Woohoo!
She didn't know number 10.
Oh, well, shame on you. What's question 6?
83, Tom.
Is 83.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to read out the answers for round six.
And then we're all going trivia. To have a disco.
Yeah, we're going to have a wee disco. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. What was the first feature-length animated movie ever released?
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes, Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. Hadn't a clue about that. Didn't even know that till today.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, here we go. Number two. In The Matrix, does Neo take the blue pill or the red pill?
The red pill.
He does. He takes the red pill. Okay, number three. Number three. Here we go. Here we go. What's the name of the anthemic dance near the beginning of the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
The Time Warp. Time Warp.
Time Warp.
Do, 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 do. You should have had that ready to play.
I should have.
Yeah.
But I don't. Okay. Number four. For what movie did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director?
Hang on for a second. Mark, Steamboat Mickey was not a feature-length movie. It was his first cartoon. We asked which was his first animated movie. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. For what movie did Steven Spielberg win his first Oscar for Best Director?
Schindler's List.
You all right?
Not
over
a great
there?
Movie.
Schindler's List. Okay. Right. Number five. What famous LA landmark is heavily featured in Rebel Without a Cause?
Griffith Observatory.
Yes, Griffith Observatory. You have a poster of that upstairs, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. Number six. For which 1964 musical blockbuster did Julie Andrews win the Academy Award for Best Actress?
Mary Poppins.
What does Mary Poppins say?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you're always supercocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
From the little lion. Can you spell it though?
S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-I-F-R-I-T-H-E-I-A-C-A-T-I-O-U-S.
S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L-I-F-R-A-G-I-L-I-S-T-I-C-E-X-P-I-L-I-D-O-C-A-U-S. Okay, there we go. Right, number seven.
It's the one that got red. Who, Jaws?
Number seven. What is the highest grossing or rated movie of all time?
The Joker.
No, just Joker.
Oh, sorry.
2019 Joker.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe. Actually, a very good film. If you haven't seen it, go watch it because it's very good. Right? Okay. Number eight. What 1994 crime film revitalized John Travolta's career?
Pulp Fiction.
Another great movie.
Yeah, we were watching that last night, actually.
Were you?
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me know. Okay. Number nine. Well, nobody's perfect. It's the final line and punchline from what classic 1959 comedy starring Marilyn Monroe?
Some Like a Tot. Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes, loads of times. I love it. You'd love it.
I haven't seen it personally.
It's two men, and I can't think of their names. Is it Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, I think, were in it. And they dress up as women in a first cross-dressing movie going around. Yeah, it's really good.
Like a lady.
Can we just go back to people are commenting that they thought Jaws was the winning movie. Schindler's List opens. Schindler's
what
List
are you
opens wins Steven Spielberg's first Oscar. Schindler's List, starring Liam Neeson, is a true story of a German businessman who saved the lives of those thousands of Jewish people during the Holocaust. So Schindler's List was Steven Spielberg's first Oscar.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 10. What was the name of the 2010 movie about Facebook?
Social Network.
The Social Network. I actually watched that. Very good. Very good.
You only watched it because Andrew Garfield was in it.
That's beside the point. Number 11. What was Quentin Tarantino's first feature as writer and director?
Reservoir Dogs.
Do you like that movie?
Love it.
Very good. Right, number 12. Who wrote the screenplay for Rocky?
Sylvester Stallone.
I didn't know he wrote it. Didn't know.
Yeah, he did. I knew that. He wrote it. And Daddy knew that as well.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, no, now, won't we? Right, number 13. Which famous film composer wrote the music for Tim Burton's 1989 Batman?
Danny Elfman.
I love Danny Elfman.
Yeah. What does he play?
What does he play? He writes the movie for all the... writes the movie! He writes the music for all the movies.
Stephen, Kill Bill wasn't his first... Gee, I even knew Reservoir Dogs was the first one. Remember Mr. Green and Mr. Blue and Mr. Brown? Okay. And then Pulp Fiction came. And then Kill Bill.
Right. We'll move on. Number 14. Which movie star is killed off in the opening scene of Scream?
Drew Barrymore.
The answer's right in front of you. Don't have to think about it.
I'm reading the chat as well.
Drew Barrymore. You said you've never seen Scream.
No.
Okay. Right. Number.
I probably did, actually.
You probably did. Right. Number 15. What is the name of Riley's imaginary friend in Inside Out?
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong. Remember we brought Holly to see that?
Yeah, and we all cried.
Yeah. Was that the first ever film Holly seen in the cinema?
I don't know.
It was. There you go. There you go. Okay.
Rocky Horror Show played in Dublin for years. Sound of Music. No, Ray, not The Sound of Music. Judy Garland? No, Your Woman. Mary Poppins.
Julie Andrews.
Yeah, go on. Last question.
Right, here we go. There you go. Right, number 16, the bonus question. Only three movies in history have won the Big Five at the Oscars. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Screenplay, Best Actor and Best Actress. Can you name them?
Yes, because I have the answers in front of me.
Go on, so.
It happened one night. And I think that's about the Titanic. I could be wrong. Okay. Or is it a war movie, maybe? One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That's a brilliant film. And The Silence of the Lambs, which I think is a load of SH1T.
So, It Happened One Night, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And The Silence of the Lambs. 3 points if you got them all.
Yeah.
1 point if you got one of them. 2 points if you got two. 3 if you got all three. So there you go. There's the quiz. There you go. There's the answers. What did you think of that? Did you like the questions?
Obviously, I got it wrong. It Happened One Night is not about the Titanic. But hey, it should be about the Titanic because that happened one night, didn't it?
Yeah, so did last Saturday night. Okay, we play a tune and then get everybody's play a tune. I don't have a tune lined up.
What? Play the Time Warp for your daddy.
The Time Warp. We'll play the Time Warp and everybody can have a boogie.
Do 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 do.
I do have it.
Is it Damien?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the newer version.
Well.
We'll put up with that.
So tally up your marks. Your
if you want to send them to us privately or just pop them up, what do you think?
Yeah, just anywhere. Yeah. It's all the one. So
yeah, and whoever wins,
yes, win
two
first
class tickets to fly to Wuhan in the morning.
Yeah.
So have your bags packed.
Yeah, and you get a lovely dish of
sushi.
Bat.
Oh, bat.
Yeah. Mm. Yum, yum. Okay, so. Yeah, let us know how he's got on. And we're back. Okay.
So I think we have a winner.
Who's the winner?
Mark.
Mark?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, do a drum roll, please.
Well, does everybody have their final marks? Do we all have the final marks? Yeah. Okay, we'll do the drum roll. So.
Okay. And tonight's winner is?
Mark.
Who got 30, what did he get? 38 of, no he didn't. Hang on. 47 out of 80.
Wow.
Well done, Mark.
Where'd you see that?
And Mary Jane, he sent it to me in a private chat.
Oh, very good.
So he wins first prize to two first class tickets to China. Just pack your bags and get yourself to Dublin by 3 a.m. because you fly out at 3 a.m. Well done, Mark and Mary Jane. Give them a round of applause.
You did a great job.
Go on, do another one.
I don't have another one. Okay.
Yeah. You did a great job.
So James, what did James get? James got 13 out of 80.
Yeah.
So James wins nothing.
He wins making the tea now.
Yeah.
Stephen got like 36 out of 80, which wasn't bad. You went far behind Mark.
No.
What did Mark get?
No. Stephen said, woohoo and Wuhan.
Yeah.
Cheeky woohoo.
Yeah.
But well done.
Yeah.
If he's... Mark wants the jingle.
Okay.
Oh, I don't have the jingle here.
Stephen, come and get the jingle.
You're listening to Barbara.
Is it? No. Yeah. I won't laugh tonight because I'm sober.
Are you though?
I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Told you.
We'll spin a few tunes though after this Lush if you're LaRue. Interested.
Lush LaRue won't be here tonight.
No.
She's
on holidays.
We'll just wait here, Stephen. Now, here's our producer.
He's coming in. Tell us how we
and
did.
A dog.
And Jake. You want to give your feedback? He doesn't want to give us feedback. Yeah. So if you want to leave your feedback in the chat there and let us know.
Ray liked it. He said he'd do it again.
Yeah. So this one's from Mark.
You're listening to Barbara Ann in the Mix on Clonmelon Community Radio.
It's the quarantine quiz. Live on People's Internet Radio and Clonmelon Community Radio.
It is the quarantine quiz.
Yeah.
Another
3 weeks, lads.
Another 3 weeks. Sure, if you want
to. I'm actually enjoying it now. I'm kind of getting into my groove now and I'm enjoying it. Yeah. And we'll miss it when it's gone back to the hustle and bustle and running. You won't because you're just down to party.
Yeah, I just can't wait to get out. Let us know. Give us your feedback. Let us know if you want another one of these because we can organise another one for next Saturday night because... Not as if we're going anywhere.
True.
Or you aren't going anywhere either. So, yeah.
We're all in this together.
Yeah.
That was a High School Musical.
Yeah, okay.
No, you didn't hear me chuckle, Mark. That was the dog.
Stop blaming Jake.
We play a few tunes for a few minutes and spin a few tunes. We have to play. There's a jingle there if you look for it.
A jingle.
What about a May Day quiz? When is May? May Day quiz. Oh, that's 3 weeks. That's another bank holiday, isn't it? Here's James. You've won, James. Put the kettle on, James. Make your mammy a cup of tea. I win. Yeah. What do you think of the quiz? Don't drink it. It's cider. Play the coronavirus song that he wants. Mm-hmm. It's on the jingles.
We'll play the coronavirus song. You wanted a song played though. You wanted a jingle played.
Yeah. Throw it down the sink.
For what did you want?
Laurie got 54.
Controversial.
I just gave the tickets to Mark. Hang on. Peter says no.
Hey, so just send us your scores because we're a bit confused.
Hang on. Laurie, you're booked on the same flight as Mark. So you just need to get... the plane is going to stop off in Glasgow to pick you up, okay?
You did a great job.
So, yeah, Laurie says no movies next time. Well, okay. Sure.
You have to mix it up, you know what I mean?
We do a really weird one the next time, won't we?
Yeah.
Like, just the weird questions, like, how long does it take for your toenails to grow to back? What?
Who lives next door to us?
Yeah.
Who lives in number 12?
10 points if you know who lives next door to us. No need for music, Stephen says. Well, a bit of music is nice. 54 Laurie.
No, it's okay, Mark. No need to take it out.
These are going together.
These are going together. We're all in this together.
You wanted something played. Was it because of last week that we didn't?
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't have the jingle.
Yeah.
So, because the show's over, because the quiz is over, we're taking requests. We're taking requests now for music. If you'd like any songs played, let us know.